Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Aleph in Meseches Nedarim, and we are in the another wave of Agarta as we pick it up on the bottom of Nun Amabez. Yesterday we had a repeat of the Gemara in Ksubis about the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's wife, some other additions about when he got married, and Amud Beis, we had other stories related to Bishua ben Hananya. Okay, so now we're up to the bottom. Two dots, three lines to the bottom on Nun Amud Beis. We just had an Agadata about Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara coming to a wedding, so we continue with Bar Kapara. Yomad v'chayach bei Rebbe, Asya Puranusa La'alma. Days that Rebbe used to smile was Puranus for the world. It was tragic days for the world. Why is that? So the Marsha explains that Rebbe used to accept Yisurin for all of the generation, and therefore if he had a good day, so then the rest of the world didn't have that tzchus. So that's why when he smiled, so that was a time that was difficult for everyone else in the world. The Rebbe ba Yisurin Have, the Chalshani di Yisure the Rebbe, all the time, the years of the Yisurin of Rebbe, Lo Itzrich Amal Mitra, Kedara Perkapolim, Ubar Kapara Valiavi. Stop there for a minute. Right, so when Rebbe got Yisurin, so then the Midas Adin was not shown around the rest of the world, and that's why the world was better off. But once Rebbe was smiling, and therefore he had it a little better, so then the rest of the world got the din that it was supposed to get. As we're going to see, let's just read one more line. Amalei bar kapara lo tavdichun v'yahivna lecha arba'in garyu echiti. Bar kapara seemed to be a jokester. He was a badchan. And Rebbe didn't want to be so happy because he knew that if he smiles, so then the world is gonna get it. So he told Bar Kapara, please don't make me laugh. Lo tavdichin, don't make me laugh. Please stay serious around me, and I'll give you 40 garyua of chiti. I'll give you a lot of wheat. And he asked Bar Kapara. Oh, he asked Bar Kapara not to make him laugh. And Bar Kapara, and he said, I'll give you a lot of wheat for it. Why 40? So 40 is always a unit. What do we know? It's always a unit of a measure. We know the 40 days in the Midbar, 40 years in the Midbar, and Moshe Rabbeinu was up for 40 days, and 40 days of the Mabul, and Yetzirah Savlad is 40 days. So 40 always symbolizes a unit. So it might not be Dafka 40, Garyu Adachiti. It's just always a unit of time, a unit of material. So he says, you don't make me laugh, and I'll give you 40 Garyu Adachiti. The question, though, is, as we're going to see, Bar Kapara is going to try to make him laugh anyway. Even though Rebbe said, please don't make me laugh. So we just learned that it's better for the world for when Rebbe doesn't laugh. Because it's, it's the Yisurin Ba'alav, and therefore he saves the world. So what exactly was the Kavana? So if you continue reading that Marsha, the Marsha explains, Ubar Kapara Vadi Davi Yadazeh. Bar Kapara obviously knew this. That whenever Rebbe gets Yisurin, it's better for the world. Because Rebbe's making on the world. Ella Dehusava, but Bar Kapara felt, Al Yadesha Yismachu Yiskel Olam Haba. But he thought, as we had the Gemara in Tainus, right? Well, who are these? Remember, Eliyahu Navi was in the Shuk, and someone asked Eliyahu Navi, who are Bnei Olam Haba in the Shuk here? So Eliyahu Navi says, those guys over there. Who are those guys? They're Batchanim. They make people laugh. So Bar Kapara thought that he was getting Olam Haba this way. Hanach Bnei Amad Asi Yenu, Deinshi B'dichi Habe. So that's the Marsha's Pshat. Even though he knew that, but he thought this was his way of getting Olam Haba, so therefore it couldn't be anything wrong with it. That's the Marsha. The Ben Yehoyada has a little different Pshat. Exactly what is it? What was the kavana of Bar Kapara that he was going to try to make Rebbe laugh even though Rebbe asked him not to? V'tzarech lahavin, says that Ben Yoyada, me'achar devadei Bar Kapara yada di yom adachim be Rebbe asi Puranusa. He knew that there was Puranus the day that Rebbe laughed. Eich hay mishtad alavdicho. How can he do that? V'lo chash l'nezek la'olam. How can he not do that? V'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya, says the Ben Yoyada. Why? Ki Rebbe hayasovel yisurin shel ahava. What kind of Yisurin are Matzche Puranis from the rest of the world? Only Yisurin out of love. If somebody accepts Yisurin Shel Ahava, which Kazab HaMetzia, like it quotes in other places. Bar Kapara Yadazeh, Bar Kapara knew all this. But what was Bar Kapara trying to do? He was trying to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Rebbe was accepting it by Ahava. That was his Kavana. V'kavanasa bazeh l'tovas ha'olam. He wanted to show that it wasn't Rebbe. How did we know that Rebbe was doing it ba'ahava? So he wanted to show v'hukia yisurin asher dochon aferanus u'misalkin midas hadin min ha'olam. The yisurin that push away midas hadin ha'irodavke matam makabel me'ava kasher kiblum lazer Reb Shimon v'rabenu ve'ich yisbar shekiblum. How do you ever know that? I'll show you how you don't know that. If you stop getting it, then you ask for more. And you're upset that you don't have it. That's why Bar Kapora made him laugh, so therefore he wouldn't have it, and therefore you'd be upset at him. He knew Rebbe wouldn't be happy about this. Oh, so if Rebbe says to Bar Kapora, stop it already, I don't want to have this, I want to be Makabal Yisurin for the world, so that's how you know it's Ba'ahava. That's how you know that he would be doing it with the right intentions. He didn't want to give rest to his soul, even one day, even one moment. And in that way, Bar Kapara would help him prove that he was doing it ba'ahava. Who put Bar Kapara in charge of this? That's not our kasha. But we can't answer that. But either way, that's the Marshan and Ben Yoyada. Why is it that Bar Kapara, even though he was told by Rabbi, please don't make me laugh, as we're going to see in the story, he tried to make him laugh anyway. What does it mean? Right, he suffered for all the generations. Sounds like somewhat of a foreign concept. But look, we know the zechus can be megan for all the generation. Right, Reb Shimon Levi didn't have a rainbow in his whole when he was alive. So his zechus can be megan. So it's kind of like his zechus. Rebbe was accepted upon himself that to protect the nation. But you're right, it's somewhat of a foreign concept. Usually we believe that this is something called schar va'onesh, and maybe on the national level, everybody still got their own schar va'onesh. But in terms of the Barsha said in terms of rain. Right, general, like one side of Kedavan in the Kareem. Right, so in terms of the national events and occurrences, that's what it meant. So again, when the day that Rebbe laughed, it was Piranhas, so he said to Bar Kapara, don't make me laugh. And if you don't make me laugh, I'll give you 40 garyuha of chiti. Omer lei, lech zimar, tekol garyuha debi'ina shakilna. What do you mean, only 40, says Bar Kapara? I want everything. I want whatever I want. As much wheat as I want to take. Okay, so one day, Shakal Dikla, so Bar Kapara was getting ready to go collect his wheat from Rebbe, so he took a basket, Shakal Dikla Rabba, Chayfei Kufra, he lined the inside of the basket with tar. Why is this? So that no wheat would fall out of the basket, so he lined the inside so it wouldn't fall through the cracks. V'sachvei Al-Reshe, the Rishonim explained, he put it on his head upside down. He walks into Rebbe with a basket on his head upside down. Va'azal, and he goes. The Rana also explains that, and he upside down, so meaning he's not even using this. You can't hold any wheat if it's upside down, besides the fact that it's on your head. So obviously he walks into Rebbe trying to make a joke. Okay, I'm here for my wheat, Rebbe. Achuch Rebbe, so Rebbe left. Rebbe left, and Rebbe Akbar comes into him with his basket on his head. Didn't I warn you? I told you not to make me laugh. I just want my wheat. I don't know what you're talking about. I just want my wheat. Marshal explains that Rebbe told him, he said, I don't owe you any wheat anymore because you made me laugh. So, but he said, no, maybe I owe you. I'm here for wheat from another time. Either way, end of story. And he tried to make him laugh, and he did. Rebbeinu Bachai, in his Kara Kemach, discusses this story in his entry on Simcha. He has this on under Osamach. He has the sins and the Samachs together. He says, "Idvot Hashem b'simcha b'olafan b'rnana." First, Rebbeinu Bachai says, "Ein simcha ru'uya ba'olam hazek im avodas Hashem yizbarach." True happiness in the world is only related to Hashem. V'lo timsa b'chol sifrei hakodesh. Wherever simcha is mentioned in Tanakh, it always has to do with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Has she yishbach has simcha elas b'inyan avod v'asag b'Hashem yisparach ranan tzadikim b'Hashem ivdu as Hashem b'simcha simcha b'Hashem v'gilu tzadikim. All simcha and rina is always found in the context of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein matzino hamar hagadol like the sun she ratzu misnoeya begalgalo she kol tenu also bezrizus v'avodasa b'simcha. We're talking about the sun. David Melech Tehillim. It's all the sun is acting b'simcha. It's all because it's serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'eino achila v'ashiya v'simcha ba'olam hazeh. What simcha follows you? We take to the next world. Not the simcha that we get by eating and having a good steak. Except simcha with avodas Hashem. Unless that steak we have on Yantif and it's channeled towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he continues, says the Rabbeinu Bachai. Hasimcha azos hi mitzvah min haTorah, nitzava adam aleha, ki hi avoda gemura l'Hashem yisbarach, chashuva yoser min haMitzvah. The happiness that we have by performing a mitzvah, by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sometimes, in a certain sense, even greater than the mitzvah itself. Amnam matzidu simcha asura. He quotes about simcha asura, right? Levity. And then in the next paragraph, before he gets to our Gemara, he says, also, you think about it, simcha many times is fleeting. She'ein simcha matenes lo la'adam ba'olam hazeh, lo kol mi sheyismach hayom, yismach l'machar. Part of life. We should realize we're not going to have ups every day. There are going to be ups and downs. Simcha today might not be simcha tomorrow. V'lo kol mi shemeitzer hayom meitzer l'machar. Whoever does not have simcha today is not going to have. And he goes to basically every person in Tanakh. He had a high, then he had a low. Avram Avinu, samach simcha gedola. He killed all these malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally gave him a son. And what does it say at the end? Kachnas binchas yichidcha, take your son. He finishes that. He wipes his brow. Oh, I almost had to kill my son. He hears his wife died. He goes to bury his wife. He can't even buy a kever for his wife properly. So he was on the top of the world with simcha. And all of a sudden, look what happened. It didn't last. Yitzchak sama simcha gadola. Ro ra'inu, Hashem was with me. Nitzam anacherev, me'an shigrar. And then, v'techenei na'meiro. So he becomes blind at the end of his life. Doesn't even know which son to give the bracha to. Yitzchak, that's Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov, simcha gadola. He saw a sulamutz of artsa. Malachim olam b'yardim. And then, tzaras lavan, tzaras esav, tzaras yosef, tzaras dina, tzaras rachel. Yaakov Avinu had a difficult life. David HaMelech, I mean, you think, all of these. David HaMelech did not have an easy life. First half of his life, he's on the run from Shaul. Finally, he becomes king. He has a little bit of respite. And then, after a certain story of Bathsheba, his son rebels against him, Avshalom, and he counts the people, and thousands of Jews die. David HaMelech, everybody, you have simcha, you don't have simcha. So Rabbi Bachai says, it's not something that stays with a specific person. And then he quotes our Gemara, and he says, obviously, the only simcha that we can have is Ba'olam, and Olam Hazeh is simcha channeled towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes him, Matzina Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shalim Migdol Yisrael, Torah V'gdul B'makam Echad. You find Rabbeinu HaKadosh that tried to be Mimait. Tried to be Mimait, other Simchas, only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the story with Bar Kapara. And Rabbeinu Chayna says, Nira, Ki Bar Kapara Yirogel B'kach, Shalim Yisrael, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu Kapara always tried to make him happy. V'haysa Bar Kavadas Bar Kapara L'Shamayim, Kadei She Yisrael Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shal Yigadu V'chashav Kumo Melech. He thought Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe was like a king. U'mitoch HaSimcha Tibane V'sikone Tarasso V'yedvar Masmechim. He wanted to put Rebbe in a good mood. It's like a third answer to what we had before. He thought if Rebbe was B'simcha, he would get Ruach HaKodesh. Ancient Pina Shore El Mitoch Simcha. U'ke'inyin Simchas Kliya Nigan B'Nevi'im. Just like the Nevi'im in the times of Shmuel used to have people play harps for them. And in that way, they'll be put in a good mood, and in that way, have the Shekhinah rest on them. So that's what he thought. If I tell you a good joke, you'll be happy, and in that way, get the Ruach HaKodesh. Ratzah Bazek, Ya Yadot B'chol HaMidos, Rebbe was Godur in all the Midos, even Midos HaSimcha, and he knew exactly how much to have and how much not to have. So Rabbeinu Bachai on the story of Bar Kapar and Rebbe, that Rebbe was a very limited in this regard in terms of his Simcha. Okay, fourth line. Amalei Bar Kapara Labarti, new story, the Rebbe. Bar Kapara, before Rebbe's daughter got married, might have been before the wedding from yesterday that we discussed, L'machar Shasina Chamra, tomorrow, Bar Kapara tells the daughter of Rebbe, tomorrow I'm coming to the wedding and I'm going to drink wine, Berikuda Da'avuch U'Bekirkani De'imach. I'm going to drink wine when your father's dancing and when your mother's singing. Kirkani means... Says the Ran, see Kirkani on the fourth line of the Ran. Shetei imach mekarkeres umizameres. Right, I'm gonna drink wine as your father's dancing and your mother is singing. So obviously, so one way to get out of the problem even before we ask it is maybe Kirkani doesn't mean singing. You look at the fourth line in the Mefarish. He says no, Kirkani de imach. What does it mean? Bimizigasa. No, your mother's gonna pour me wine. Okay, so then it's less of a problem. She'imach timzok liakos, she's going to pour me wine. The problem, though, is the Ran. The Ran's shot, and most Rishonim say this means when your mother is singing. But the mother of Rebbe is singing at the wedding? Mother singing at the wedding, he has to Shalmei Nedarim. What happened to Kalisha? What happened to Kalisha here? So, says the Shalmei Nedarim. Ksas kasha, he called Isha Erva. Gam lo matzinu. If you look in the continuation of the story, as we're going to see, we don't see Rebbe's wife singing. We don't see her singing, we see her pouring some wine, like the Mefari says. We don't see her singing. So he quotes, "Achein ze efshar." It might be, as it says at the end of Kiddushin, the last daf of Kiddushin says, "Amar Shmuel hakol Hashem Shemayim." And if you look at Tosfos and the Rama there it talks about hishtamshus biisha. Today's the Gemara, it said you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ishai, have a woman do anything for you. Tosas already there quotes. Nowadays we're makel on that. Shachor in the Shulchan Aruch, Tosas says it must be that that we're ragel to it, and it doesn't it's not something that's margil erva. And the Ritva there expands on this and quotes by many of the harchakos. The Hakoli, this is the last Ritva in Kiddushin, he quotes. Hakoli fi masha adam makir ba'atzmo shi yitzro nichmna v'kafeflo. It depends what a person feels. If there's a tzadik gomer that feels that he could be nichna and kafef, ve'in mala b'libo tina klal, and he has a certain flexibility in terms of this these harchakas issues, so then one could have more flexibility. But the Ritva adds, this is the Amora I'm talking. The Amorai might be able to have this flexibility. Bar Kapara Yada Benafsha Shiyisra Nichle Lav Lohay Chayish Lachi. So he wasn't, he didn't have this taiva, and he thought he would be allowed to have flexibility in terms of this issue. If Kalisha is Daraisa, it's very difficult to say this. Maybe it wasn't exactly, maybe it was in the world of Darabanan. Either way, Halacha L'maisa, this doesn't apply to any of us. The Sefer HaChinuch says, among others, that any kulas that we find in the Gemara, you remember back in Ksubas Yud Zayin, some of the Gdolei Hadar used to put the kala on their shoulders and dance around, and, I'm sorry? Rabbi Avo, right, and they said, Rabbi, can we do it? And he said, no, she's like a board on me. Meaning it's not shy. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, we're talking about the Amoraim here. V'yata benihi zar al zeh ma'od. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, you find sometimes in the Gemara that the rabbis, the Amoraim, were a little makel regarding certain issues of relationships between a man and a woman. Number one, it was in the context of a mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan sat at the outside of the mikvahs. We had in Brachas Daf Chav. V'od sheheim zechronim levracha hayu kamalachim. They were like angels. Shloha yiska mafilu sha'akala ki im b'toru v'mitzvahs. They're osik in Torah every second of the day. They were osik in Torah. We can't fathom that. Vaisamu for semes kavanasam l'chol olam keshemesh. And the kavana was clear to the whole world. V'lohayu margishim hergish ra b'shum davar. Meirov dveikusim b'toru v'mitzvahs. We can't understand what kind of level they were on. Aval anachlu achshav ein lanu lifra as gedr afilu gedr katan. None of this, no kulas apply. The halacha is the halacha. And Negiya, Kal Isha, any of the contexts where these Rishonim are talking, it does not apply to us, Bizman Hazeh. Just saw a story recently, I don't remember where it was. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim Volozhin and asked Rav Chaim Volozhin, is it true that if your Rebbe, the Gra, lived in the times of the Amoram, you'd be an Amora? Be an Amora, is that true? So the Gra says no. He says, if the Gra would live 1,000 years, maybe he'd be like the Ramban. That's what Chaim Volozhin said. Elijah said, the Amoraim, forget it. That's what the Chaim of Elijah said about the Gra. So if we're talking about the Amoraim here, again, there are different parts. Right? We paskin, right? You can't argue on anything in the Gemara. Right? Ravina Varavashi Sof Hora'a, the Ramah quotes in Choshen Mishpah. They're in a different parsha, a different league. So any story for us to mirror our behavior after the Amoraim is not for us to do. So if it's true what the Ran says about about the wife singing, so that is not something that we can mirror, but we can learn, obviously, certain messages from the story. Okay, back to the story. So Bar Kapara says, I'm going to see you at the wedding tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Gemara here foreshadows. The Gemara just throws in another fact that's going to come to play later. Ben Elasha chasei de Rebbe, have. Ben Elasha was a son-in-law of Rebbe. V'ashir gadol have. And he was rich. Azre lebeilu de Rebbe Shimon b'Rebbe. So he was also going to be at the wedding. This rich son-in-law was going to be at the wedding. Okay, let's keep that in the back of our minds. So Amar Leh Bar Kapara LeRebbe. So now we're at the wedding. So Bar Kapara goes over to Rebbe and says, so I was talking to him in Torah. So he says, my Toeva. What does the word Toeva mean? What's Toeva? Toeva in the context of Mishkav Zachar. So he says, what does the word Toeva mean? So we know it means an abomination. So what is exactly does the, what is the conjugation of the word Toeva? Why is he asking him such kashas at a wedding? You think I have other kashas? You could ask at a wedding. Tell me, Pshat in some chaskum nakala. You're asking about. We could have three kashas here. One about Mishkav Zachar. One about Arayas. They're all about Arayas. What are we asking about Arayas? So again, the Ben Yoyada comes in and says, because marriage is our tikkun of Arayas. Marriage is, you know, what do we say in the Birchas Erison? V'tzivanu al Arayos, v'asalanu sarusos, v'hitalanu sarusulosan dechubu v'kiddushin. We say this makes us beautiful. This makes us different. So Dafka, to talk about Arias for the contrast. says the Ben Yoyada. That's why these kashas were, that's why he asked him these questions. But the Asak Ata, Besudas Chas Vakal Vashas Arias, Nisuin Gedder Erva. That's pshat number one. He wanted to talk about it because it's the contrast. Maybe the other pshat, and then he comes another two. He says maybe he wanted to talk about arayos because sometimes there is levity, some levity at a wedding. So he wanted to counter it by discussing the chumrah of arayos. And he quotes even a Tosfos in Megillah, which we mentioned in the past, Megillah Lamed Aleph, where Tosfos says, why do we read the parsha of arayos Yom Kippur afternoon? You would think you could come up with something different. Yom Kippur afternoon, you have to read the parsha of arayos. So we quoted other pshatim in the past, but he quotes Tosfos. Tosfos says, because the women come dressed beautifully and wearing all their white and jewelry and mekushetas on Yom Kippur, so we have to balance that. So it's like the men and the women saw each other on Yom Kippur, but that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in Megillah, Lamed Aleph, again, as a gedder for arayos. So he says, al derech that Tosfos, so to hear, that's why he brought up the topic of arayos.
So Bar Kappara is still serious, he's joking.
Bar Kappara is joking and has levity, but he realizes that he's trying to have certain limits, I guess, to it. Certain limits. Okay. So he says, what does Toeva mean? Called the Amalei Rabbi Dahakanu Toeva Parchi Bar Kappara. Every pshat that Rabbi answered him, this is what Toeva means? Bar Kappara slugged it up. No, it's not the pshat. Amalei Parshiat. Okay, so you explain it. You tell me. Amalei Tesi Debischi. Okay, first, bring your wife. Tirmili Natsla, bring me a cup of wine. Let her pour me a cup of wine. Right? Natsla, Nitilas Yadayim. Natsla is from the word cup. Nitilas Yadayim. Asas Ramule. So, fine. Rebbe's wife came, poured back a cup of wine. So, Amar Leila Rebbe, Kumar Kodli. Okay, one more thing. Start dancing for me. Show me a dance. De Emalacha. And then I'll tell you. Dance for me and show me a dance. Hachi Amar Rahmana, Toeva. He says, okay, now I can tell you. What is Toeva? Toe Ataba. Toe Ataba. What is Toa Ataba? You are wandering. You are wandering. What does that mean? Look at the fourth skinny line in the Ran. Toa Ataba, Shemeniach Mishkeve Isha, Vaholich Eitzel Zachar. You are leaving the Mishkav of a woman and going to a Zachar. That's, you're wandering. You're wandering away from the natural path. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim, Chelik Dalid, in Arachayim, Simon Kuf Tezvav. Where he has a tshuva to someone, a bal tshuva, tshuva l'nichshal b'mishkav zachar. He has a couple of tshuvas in a row. The next tshuva is tshuva l'chait niyuf, b'yad v'shich v'zer l'vatala, tshuva l'isha, tshuva l'pnuya shazinsa. There's all these letters that he wrote, people who were coming back, who were, had years of averis, and they wrote to Reb Moshe Feinstein, you know, Reb, give me some chizik. So one of these tshuvas is tshuva l'nichshal b'mishkav zachar. So there he talks about how mishkav zachar, as we know in Yahadus, mishkav zachar is a sickness. It's a sickness. We try to it's a taiva that Reb Moshe says one might have, but it is assumed by Chazal to be an unnatural taiva based on our Gemara. Toa ataba says Reb Moshe shu tviyas hakadosh baruch hu bakar l'rishoyim. It's really toiva talking to the rishoyim that violate this. Shal averes with the mishkav zachar leka klal taiva mitzada teva shabarasi sheilam taiva l'mishkav nashim. I created taiva, says hakadosh baruch hu. There can't be a world without taiva. Where do we know that from? Of course, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yuma. What was the taiva? So the Gemara, the times of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin wanted to help out the world. So what they do? They took away the taiva for avodah zarah. They killed it. That's why we don't have a taiva anymore to bow down to a tree. We can't even understand it. Why would somebody want to bow down to a tree, to a stone? It's like beyond our realm of comprehension. What about then? They said, oh, that was great. Okay, let's try again. They took out they locked up the taiva for Gilei Arayos, Gemara says. But all of a sudden they realized that the world can't exist, right? There were no eggs laid by the chickens. The world can't exist. So what do? They let it free and they blinded one of its eyes, whatever that means. So they weakened it a little bit. But either way, this taiva in the world can't exist without taiva. We have to channel it. That there's, we don't believe in squashing it totally. We don't believe in a life of celibacy. We believe that a person should get married and a person should have a family life. But says Reb Moshe, that's considered natural. That's a natural taiva. To below taiva lo hay efshar lekiyam yishuva olam. Below efshar shiya palga shiya la taivas leisha mutaris lo yiya la taivas l'arayis. You can't split. A person should only have a taiva for his wife. So there are taivas, but there are forbidden taivas, and we have to conquer those forbidden taivas. But those are considered natural. The taiva for a woman, for a man, for a woman, is a natural taiva. Aval mishkav zachar, says Reb Moshe, based on this Ran, toa taba, leka shum taiva mitzad abriya, v'chal taiva lazehu rak toa. So, Rachmana l'slan, if somebody has, there's somebody who has such a taiva, they have to, therapy, and we have to try to help them as much as we can, but they have to realize it still doesn't condone the act at all. Rachmana l'slan, right? They have to seek help. They have to seek help, just like anybody else who has a taiva for another, for any other aveira. But again, it's not considered natural, says Rav Moshe. Hurakto miateva laderech acher, asher gam balei tavish shlonim noim. He continues to look here. At the end of the tshuva, Rav Moshe says, start learning. Ve'isa gedola hi limud haTorah bi'iyun shu matzel v'shomer mikol arayus v'yaf mi'aruhurim. Continues from the Rambam at the end of his Yubiya. Either way, that's the tshuva of Rav Moshe. Large topic, not for now, but he bases it on our Ran and our Gemara here. Okay, so that's the first kasha that Ben Kapara, Bar Kapara, asked him, and he gave him an answer. So, Lakis Achrina, then Bar Kapara wanted another cup of wine. So he says, Amalei, so once he brought him another cup of wine, Amalei, my Tevel. What's Tevel? What is Tevel? So it's a lashon used by Mishkav Behema. So Amalei, ki Ainyana Kadma. So he says to him, okay, do for me what you did for the first question, and then I'll answer you. Amalei, evenly da Omar lecha. Okay, so do exactly what I said before. Avad, he did. Amalei, six. Was tevelhu tavlin yeshba? Tevelhu means from the word tavlin, spices. Is it spicy for you? Meaning, is it tasteful? Mishanya hada biyam in kulin bios. How could you? It's just an exclamation, rhetorical exclamation. How could you have such a desire? Tevel, is this tavlin? Is this spicy? Is this good? It's so unnatural. Bitmia, the Ron says, right? It's not understandable. That's tevel. Amalei umai zima. Final question, third and final question. So what does zima mean? Right, this is by the pasuk atchalas bitchala haznosa, not to give one's daughter out to be a zona. So amalei ivid ki inyana kadma avad. Okay, one more time. You know, you dance for me, you bring me a cup of wine. Ava, so he did. Va'amar lei. So he answers, what is Zima? Zu mahi. Zima is this, what is it? Meaning the child. You're not going to know who the real father is. So when the daughter has a child, zu mahi, what is it? Where is this from? So therefore, you're not going to know the yichus, and that is what Zima means. So, to finishing up the story, getting back to what we foreshadowed before. Lo yachal ben alasha lo mispal. Ben Elisha couldn't stand it anymore. This is what happened to his father-in-law. Is being forced to dance. His mother-in-law is being forced to pour the wine. He can't stand it anymore. Kam v'natachu v'insei mitaman. He left. He and his daughter left. He and his wife left. The daughter of Rebbe. Okay. The Mefarish adds, by the way, why was it important for us to know beforehand about Ben Elisha being rich? So he adds, because he was a noble one. The fact that he was rich and he came from the aristocratic part of society, that's why he couldn't stand it. Lafisha haya ashir gadav lo haya yachal liros davar shel zilus mechamav. He couldn't stand it, right? Different people have different levels of tolerance. So he couldn't stand Rebbe being belittled like this. Right, so that's what the Mefari says. The Biuri Hadaf quotes one of the Achronim, who says even more. You know what you see from this? He quotes the Nidre Zruzin, or Shlomo Kluger. The Nidre Zruzin would be here, Sheratzta HaGemar LaHaros Gadluso Shel Rebbe. Why do we have to know that Ben Elisha left? It's to show the godless of Rebbe. Shebishvil LaHavin Davar Katam in HaTorah. Rebbe gave 10 answers about Toeva. He wants to know what Toeva means. What does Bar Kapara say? So for that, he was Mezalzel himself and got the danced and the wine and the three times? So was the godless of Rebbe. Rebbe didn't care about his own covet. He just wanted to understand the Torah. To show that it was such a bizayon, he showed that his son, we're going to see in a minute, that Ben Elisha was a big tzaddik. We're going to see he does something great, and still Ben Elisha couldn't handle it. So that shows the godless of... Sorry? What does it all say about Kapara? That's what we started off by saying that, you know, maybe he was trying to... He already got him to laugh. So what is this thing, right? So it's a little tzarachiyon on Bar Kapara. Yeah. Similar to David HaMelech by the Aaron. Well, I'm sorry? Rebbe, we're going to get to that again in a second. But Rebbe, you're right. Rebbe is following Rebbe Yehuda, David HaMelech's being Mevazah, Mecharka, Mevaz, Pesel, Fnei HaAaron. And right, he's not caring what Michal said out the window to him, daughter of Shaul, but he does what he knows is right. But just to finish off, he says that was... Rebbe, who just lowered himself, and he didn't care. So just to relate, again, we mention this every 6 months or so it's good to mention it again now. Again, that's as I always say about the daf, to remind us of the nice yisodos. The Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, under his entry of Omer Ani, you find sometimes in the Gemara, certain rabbis say, Omer Ani. If you find, look in the Gemara, only Rebbe says it. You find that lashon by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that's it. You don't find it by anybody else. Kenai Darkel Shel Rebbe Lomar Dvar B'Lashon Omer Ani. In Kiddush, and he quotes 15 Gemaras where Rebbe says, Omer Ani. What does that lashon mean, Omer Ani? He says it's like in modern terms when poskim write, la'ani is daiti. My humble opinion, omer ani. It's like saying it's not my say. No, omer ani, in my humble opinion, that's what omer ani is. She'enenu omer is adin va'adavar derech hechlit, rak omer oso b'yichaz alatz mushalo. You say, nirakein, it appears to me, actually, like people write, nirakein is daiti. Then he even adds, based on the svarim of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, maybe it's even more than that. Great gedolim, look on their words. It's not even me saying it. It's my neshama talking. It's not even me. That's me. It's like Hashem Baruch Hu giving me the chachma. It's my neshama talking. So like Hashem svasai tiftach, Hashem opens my mouth inside. So then maybe it's my ani talking. It's not even me. It's not even Ani's deity. It's Omer Ani. The Ani inside of me is not even me that is talking. And then he adds, ends off, as we mentioned before, he says, you find one place in all of Tanakh, somebody saying Omer Ani. One place in all of Tanakh. Who is that? David HaMelech. David HaMelech in Tehillim, in Perek Mem Hei. Rachash Libi Davar Tov. I feel, I want to do something good. Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. I say that my actions are for the king. Lishoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue is like a pen of a quick sofer. So you see Omer Ani by David, Omer Ani by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So number one, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is from David HaMelech. Like Yisrael just said, they were both lowering themselves in front of the Aron, like in our story. But number two, he says, it's Merumaz. So Rabbi Yosef Engel is unbelievable. It's Merumaz. What does this pasuk say? What was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's lasting legacy? Writing down the Torah, right? Torah Shebal Peh, written down in Torah Shebechsav, right? Written down. He wrote the Mishnah. So what did the Pasuk say? Rachash Libi Dover Tov, I wanted to do something good. Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech, I'm doing it for the king. Eis Lasos LaShem. Lashoni, my tongue, my Torah Shebal Peh, eight sofer mahir. It's like a quick pen. The Mamish, that's the Pasuk, that's a reference, a hidden reference to Torah Shebal Peh being written down. So that's... And he even quotes, Libi Davar Tov, Sofer Tevos Rebbe. Even a hint or two in those three words, Libi Davar Tov, Sofer Tevos Rebbe. And he quotes Gematria, Tevas Lashoni, Gematria, Yehuda Hanasi. Okay, now he's getting deep. Either way, that's the base of Otsar. Related to this story, again, Rebbe lowering himself in order to understand Pshat, his son-in-law, Ben Elasha, couldn't take it anymore. So he had to leave. Okay, let's continue now. So we finished the story. So my Ben Elasha, now we just ask, so who is this Ben Elasha, son-in-law of Rabbi? Titania. So we know a Brisa that says something great about him. Lo lechina pisa Ben Elasha es ma'osav. Elo laharos bahenta sporis. Shal kohen gadol. Ben Elasha spent lots of money on a special haircut. Why? Because he got the haircut that it was very unique. The Kohen Gadol had such a haircut. And he wanted to show everybody. He wanted to be a show and tell. He wanted to be a living image of what the Kohen Gadol's haircut used to look like. So that's why he spent tons of money to get the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. Dechsiv kasom yichsimu es rasheyem. The pasuk in Yechezkel describes it. Tana kein lulanis. So what is that haircut? My lulanis. Amar of Yehuda. Tisparta yichididasa. It's a unique haircut. Hey Chidami, what is it? Amar Rava, Roshel Selzeb, it's Adikar Selzeb. The base of one hair was at the tip of every other hair. Meaning every hair was at the edge of it. When it went down on the head, it went to the base of the previous one. Not exactly what it looked like. I'm not exactly sure what it looked like, but that's Roshel Selzeb, it's Adikar Selzeb. It was a very thin haircut, and every head of one hair was at the ikar of the other hair. Ben Yoyada says, maybe it's a remes to Anava. Right? The head. You get to the Rosh, you're down at the Iker. Remember me, Ayin Basa. That's what the Ben Yoyada says. Remember where you came from, right? Every head of the hair goes down back to the root of the next hair. Remember me, Ayin Basa. Maybe it's a symbol of Anava that the Kohen Gadol has. V'haynu tispores shel Kohen Gadol. Okay. Back to Halacha. Ubatalas Aramutza. So, remember the Mishnah that we had 2 days ago? We mentioned at the beginning of the Perek, Daf Mem Tes. If somebody makes a neder from any tavshil, he's still allowed to eat this egg that's cooked 1,000 times, and a dala'as remutza, a remutza melon, a remutza gourd. So what is that? My dala'as remutza, what's a remutza gourd? 2 days. Amr Shmuel kra karkuzai, it's a type of gourd from karkuzai. Ravashi amr dala'as atumuna beremetz, so it means a gourd that's wrapped up in coals. Ramutza remetz is hard charcoal. It's machlokas. So Eitzi Rabina Ravashi. Rabina asks on Ravashi's pshat. Rav Nechemya Omer, it says in Kilayim, Dalas Aramis, he Dalas Amitzris. Dalas Aramis, an Aramean Dalas, is a Mitzris Dalas, an Egyptian Dalas. And they are Kilayim in Hayavanis, Kilayim in Aramutza. And they are Kilayim, you can't plant them with a Greek or Aramutza gourd. So you see, Aramutza means a certain type of gourd. It doesn't mean put in charcoal. Tiyufta, so we leave that as a question. Okay, next Mishnah. So this Mishnah, in our Gemara, we had earlier, but we'll read it again. Somebody makes a neder from enjoying anything that is cooked in a kedera. He's only usher in maaser resachta, something that's totally cooked in a kedera, in a pot. But if he says anything that goes into a pot, I'm no der from. So then anything that goes into a kedera, I'm usher with. Tanya says the Tosefta. If I make a neder from anything that goes into a pot, usher beyored leilfis. I'm usher to take part in anything that goes into an ilfis. An ilfis is also a type of pot. It's usually used after a kadera. You put it into a kadera, and then you put it into an ilfis. So if you know that from anything that goes to a kadera, then ilfis is going to be asked to also. Why? Shekvar yara la kadera, kolim shira la ilfis. Because anything that went into an ilfis had been in a kadera beforehand, and therefore you're asked to it. But the opposite is not. Mina yori la ilfis, mutub yara la kadera. But if you say it's asked for me to get benefit from anything that goes into an ilfis, which is the second stage pot, you're allowed to get benefit from the yor of the kedera, which is just the first stage. Min ha-na'aseh b'kedera, if you make an edit from anything that was made in a kedera, the Ron explains that na'aseh means finished. Anything that's finished, that's what we assume it means. So then, mutu b'nasa b'ilfis. B'nasa b'ilfis, mutu b'nasa b'kedera. So then that's two different kinds of things. If you're making an edit from something that's finished in a kedera or an ilfis, then they are mutually exclusive. Or if you make a neder from anything that goes into an oven, an aser el bapas, only bread, we assume is included, because an oven is made for bread. Vim amar kol maisa tanor alive, but if you say that lashon, anything that is in a tanor is aser on me, then aser b'chol anasim b'tanors. Then you're aser with everything and anything that goes into an oven. Okay. Continuing various lashonos of nedarim. Again, as we had the Ran and the Radvaz, the Rambam and the Radvaz in the past, even though we have all these Mishnayos, the Mishnah could have just said, whatever, right, Nedarim Halacha Lashem B'nai Adam. So what do you even have to have all these Mishnayos for? You go by Lashem B'nai Adam. So the Radvaz explains that, let's say if you're not sure, what Lashem B'nai Adam is. So then you have these Mishnayos and these Halachas. But really, you could just go by Lashem B'nai Adam, you wouldn't even need all these Mishnayos. But we have them. Says the Mishnah, Min HaKavush, Ein Osir Ela Min HaKavush, Shel Yarok. Anything pickled, I'm not allowed to get benefit from anything. Pickled, only pickled vegetables are off limits. Kavush sha'ani toim, but anything pickled I can't taste. Asa b'chala kavushim, then everything pickled is included. What's the difference between the first and second line? So the Ran is two days here. Either it's the hay, the first line has min ha-kavush, the pickled item. So the pickled item versus pickled items, the pickled item only means vegetables. The second line, the seifa, just says kfushim. So maybe that's a difference. Or is the key line sha'ani toheim? Maybe sha'ani toheim is a more inclusive lashon in the seifa. So it's two days in the Ran, whether the key is the hay in the resha or the sha'ani toheim in the seifa. And that's going to be the difference in every case on this amud. Min hashaluk eino asar ela min hashaluk shal basar. From the cooked item, I'm only asar from cooked meat. Shaluk sha'ani toheim asar b'chala shlukin. That's a more inclusive lashon. Amalei Rav Acha, breeder of Avi, Rav Ashi. Omar dikavish mai. What if you say the lashon of dikavish? Meaning, you don't say shani toim, but you don't say the hey either. So the Ran says this could be a question according to either pshat that I just gave. It's somewhere in the middle. Tishalik mai, tisali mai, demolich mai. Heichin mashma. What are all these lashonas? Mashma, ti ba'i. We'll leave it as a question. Remember from earlier back in the first parak, ti ba'i is the nedarim way of saying teku. And therefore we leave it as a question. Okay, next Mishnah. Min hatzli, ein aser ela min hatzli shal basar. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If somebody says, from the roasted, I'm not allowed to get benefit from the roasted, I'm only aser to get benefit from roasted meat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Tzli sha'ani toeim, aser b'chol hatzluyin. Again, the more inclusive lashon. Min hamaliach, from something salted, ein aser ela min hamaliach shal dag. Only salted fish, because that's what we assume hamaliach means. Even though the Rashba says sometimes maliach means very salted, like an ilcha Shabbos, but here maliach could just mean a little salt. Maliach sha'ani toeim, asa b'chala maluchin. You're asa for all with all salt. Dagim sha'ani toeim. Fish, fish, right? Singular, plural. I guess in English there is no difference, but in Hebrew there is. Dag dagim. That's what we mentioned, right, the mazel of Adar, we mentioned, is the only one that could be singular that is plural. Let's say you have two Adars. Dagim. Where all the other mazalos are Akrav and Sartan and oh, they're all singular. And the only ones that are double have to be double, like Ta'omim. Ta'omim, twins. You can't have a single. Yeah. But Dagim is this, is a remez to the two Adars. Dag dagim shani Ta'omim. Fish that I'm going to taste. Aser bahan, you're aser in all fish. Bein gadol and mektanim, big and small. Bein meluchim, bein tfelim. Whether they're salted, whether they're raw. Bein tfalim, they're raw. Es tashami nidarim. But raw is not raw lachila. What do you mean? They also eat raw fish. You can't eat it. We're not talking about sushi. Bismanazet. Maybe that type of fish was right, which has halachas for fish lachim, as we mentioned, change of halacha. But it says the shalmin nedarim. I guess it's a kind of fish that's really impossible to eat. So it says the shalmin nedarim. Maybe that's a chiddush here. If you make a neder from fish, even if it's raw now, if you could be misaking it to make it edible, so that's included in your neder. Even though mamash, when you take the neder, it's not roi, but that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, says the Shalmei Nedarim, because efshar la'achlam al yedei tikun chal alayho isur la'achlam afilu kodem atikun. Even before, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Meaning that l'may nafkamina, can you sell this raw fish in the state that it's in now? It's not edible. I'm not allowed to eat. I'm not allowed to get benefit from it, but still, it's going to be usur. Bein chayim bein mevushalim. Whether they are also another word for raw or cooked, all these cases. Umutter, but if you make an edder from fish, mutter but taris terufa ubetzir. But you're allowed to get benefit from taris terufa. Is it like a mixture of a fish brine and chopped up little fish ubetzir and plain fish brine? Both of those are not included in fish. But anodim and tzachna. If you make an edder from tzachna, what's tzachna? Tzachna is a mixture of tiny little fish which are salted and some of them are chopped up. Then aser b'taras terufa. So then your aser and taras terufa was a mixture of chopped up fish and brine. Umutter b'tzir b'murius. But pure fish brine, you would not be aserin. Hanoda b'taras terufa, but if you make a nether from taras terufa, which includes brine and chopped up fish, aser b'tzir b'murius, then your aser even in sir and murius. Period. Tanya says the b'raisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, dog jani toeim. If somebody just says dog, a fish that I eat, aser b'gdolim umutter b'ktanim. We assume dog means big fish. So if you just say dog, you're aser in big fish and not small fish. Daga sh'ani toeim. Daga, we assume, means small fish. Aser b'ktanim umutter b'gdolim. So daga, you're aser in the ktanim and okay in the gdolim. Dog, daga sh'ani toeim, like our Mishnah says, aser b'gdolim umutter b'ktanim. Dog is a double lashon, aser in both. Fine. Amalir pabala bayo. Mimai de dog sh'ani toeim gadolu. How do you know dog means big? So Gemara is not assuming it's just stam lashem b'nei adam. Where did lashem b'nei adam get it from? Henio dog means big tetziv. Yona vayimen Hashem dog gadol levoas Yona. Right, you got to have a big fish to swallow Yona. Right, so the dog swallowed Yona. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. V'haksiv vayispal Yona Hashem elokav mimei adaga. Says also about Yona. Later on in Berak Beis that Yona davened from the belly of the daga. So how do you know it dug? It's the same fish. Halokasha Dilma Palti Dagadol. No, maybe he originally got swallowed up by a big fish. That's why he says dog. Upale Dagatan. And then the Dagadol spit him out, and then the Dagatan swallowed him. So Ella says, stop. Let's finish first, and we'll talk about it. Ella, okay, different Raya. Vahadaga Asha Bayar Mesa. 1 minute. It says the Daga in the Yar in Mitzrayim died. What? Tana Mesa Udolom Omesa? Only the small fish are, not the Gdolim? So what do you mean Daga? So Ella, Daga Mash Magdolom Mash Magtanim. Dog means big. Daga can mean both. Ubinadar halach achal lashem b'nei adam. As it says in the Torah, it can mean both. But by nadar, you go by lashem b'nei adam. And therefore, daga in lashem b'nei adam means small. The Marsha quotes a medrash. The Marsha quotes a medrash about Yona, where he says that Yona was originally swallowed up by a big fish. But Yona didn't think he was in such saris when he was in the big fish. So he didn't daven so hard. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't think you're so bizarris? Okay, I'll put you bizarris. So he threw him out, he spit him out of the big fish, and put him into a small fish, and the small fish had a bunch of baby fish inside, a bunch of ubars, and got a little stuffy in there. That's why the second pasuk, Vayispala, Yona started davening. The Mavur b'medrash, the dog gadol zachar haya, v'haya omed Yona shem berevach. It was a male fish, the dog. And Yona had plenty of room there. V'lo nasan lev lehispalel. Ramaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'dag. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a wink to the fish. V'hikio l'toch pia shel nekeva, shayisa malea ubarin, v'haya shem bedochak. Shenemar v'hispalel mimei hadaga. So he started davening for that. Meaning, davening has to come out of a sense of tzara. He didn't feel that. Right? We've said that in the past from Rav Yeruchim on a diak in Rashi, a beautiful diak from Rashi. If you look in Parshas Parshas Beshalach. Beginning of Parshas Beshalach, so Bnei Yisrael, we're at the Yarden, they don't know what's going to happen, the Mitzrayim are on one side, the Amsterdam on the other side. So what does it say? Vayitz'aku Bnei Yisrael El Hashem. Right, power is coming closer, Perak Yudalat Pasuk Yud. They started screaming to Hashem. What does Rashi quote? Tafsu Umnas Avosam. They grabbed onto their umnis of what their forefathers did. They davened before this time. They davened earlier in history. But all of a sudden, poked at the Yam Suf. Says Yeruchim, no, because now they're davening mamish out of a sense of tsara. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. We can only truly daven with a sense of there's nobody else except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. That's it. We have to turn to Hashem. That's the diyuk. Tafsu. Now they were davening properly. Now they felt that there was nobody else to help except the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's this medrash. That's this medrash by Yonah. Yeah.
Swallowing Yonah is not a small fish.
Right. Maybe small-ish. Right. Maybe there's less room in there, but it's not a small fish. But we would call it small. Smaller. Small whale, big whale. Right. Small whale, big whale. You have to say. Right. Yeah. There are small whales and big whales. Continuing. There is, so then after Yonah, the Gemara went into the fish in the Ya'ar died. So two Ha'aras on the Makas Dam here by the Ya'ar. There is a pshat that we're not used to from the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni by Makas Dam. So if you look in the Psukim, read the Psukim, what did it say? Moshe says, turn all the water into blood. Vayasu kein Moshe v'Aaron, kashasiv Hashem, vayorim b'mata v'yachas amayim asher b'Ya'ar, he hit the water, v'yehofchu kol amayim asher b'Ya'ar l'dam. Turns into dam. Vahadog ashabayar mesa, and the fish died. Vayivash hayar, velo yachlu mitzrayim lishtos mayim min hayar. And the Egyptian couldn't drink the water from the yar. They couldn't drink the water. There was no water, it's blood. Vayi adam b'chal eretz mitzrayim, and the blood was throughout Mitzrayim. So what do you mean they couldn't drink the water? So you might just say it means they couldn't find any water. Couldn't find any water. Says the Chizkuni, no. We don't understand Makas Dam. You know what happened? It switched for a second. The water switched to dam for a second. At that moment, all the fish died. And then turned back to water. The water was putrid because all these dead fish floating around in the water. Right? They could. It was disgusting. But it wasn't that it changed to dam and stayed for dam, says the Chizkuni's pshat. What is that? No, not because it was dam. It doesn't say that power went to Moshe and said, please remove the maka. Please change it back. It doesn't say that. By all the other makas, it says, get them out of here. Go get these frogs out of here. Get these wild animals. It doesn't say he davened for that. It was became water. They just got to get the dead fish out of the yar. What's the raya? It says the Khartoumim tried to do it. What do you mean they tried to do it? There was no water. How could they try to do it? How'd they do it? Says the Chizkuni, v'mochazra yelakan muso, hechichol mazos kein. Right? So how did it? The one sarach ian with this is the next pasuk says, v'hi hadam b'chal eretz Mitzrayim. It had been dam in all Mitzrayim. Either way, that's Chizkuni's pshat of Makas Dam against everybody else.
What does it do with all the Midrashim that they were drinking from the same cup?
They were drinking from the same cup.
So
right, right.
Water for them, it was blood. What does it do with all those?
Right. He doesn't, he's giving him shine. He doesn't have to hold up every medrash. Right, there's different straws, red and water. Either way, that's his pshat of the maka. We'll end with just one other question. That the question is, why is it? Mefarshim ask. We quote the pasuk v'hadog Hashem b'ya'ar mesa. Why do we quote that pasuk? Two psukim earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu promised that the dog is going to die. Right, so we dafka bring from when it happened v'hadog Hashem b'ya'ar mesa. Two psukim earlier. You always bring the earlier pasuk. So a couple of answers. The Maral Diskin says, you can't bring a raya from the threat, because it didn't happen yet. You can't bring a raya from the threat. You have to bring a raya from when it happened. We can bring a raya from the later pasuk. V'tiris Rabbeinu, earlier was Mari Bahasra. V'lo roa dayin echos adam kesediyah. Aval kan bazeh pasuk. The Torah tells us that tsaras, that mamish happened. Hachi yisab alam akasiv, shohaya, there was nothing. All the dog and doggo, all of them died. So you know it from the, you need it from the actual occurrence, not just from the warning. Okay, a couple of other answers given, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, we'll stop here. The show will continue tomorrow. Top five run. Right, so again, let's chaz them for a minute. We had the Ran of Dafchas about Talmud Torah. What else do we have? The Ran about Dina Damachus Adina. Right, we had the Ran about, what was the other one we had recently? Kiddushin Ran, right, about Lamed, making yourself a Kehefker. Tomorrow we have Dovash Yesh Lamatirin, Bimino Lobato, a little more Londish Ran, Nosin Tam, Bez Hashem, that's tomorrow's Big Daf. Okay?